At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Okay, so here's what's happening. I wanted to do this one first because we'd been talking about Bob is engaged to be married, and I've got one of those under my belt, and who knows, Maddie may have one in his future.
No, I won't do it again.
Yeah, what?
No.
You're telling me if you meet the girl, the same feelings you had for your first wife, and you meet the girl that just brings all that back to you, the joy, the partnership, the friendship, the sex, all the stuff. And maybe even she's younger than you and is like, I want to have kids. You're telling me you're going to say absolutely not.
Yeah. Yeah. I just don't want to do it again. No. I just feel weird. I'd feel weird having another wedding and all of that jazz.
I understand that part. I do.
No.
And I'm always surprised when you see someone who's had a full-on marriage, full family with kids, that didn't work out, and then they do the whole thing as if the first one didn't happen, which is the big wedding, all the friends. But it is your wedding day, and it is your partner, and you're hoping that this is the last one, right?
You know what? Let Maddie think that, because that's when you find the person when you're least expecting it.
Good job, Bob. Modern weddings are becoming more budget conscious than ever before. A survey of 2,000 engaged Americans currently planning their wedding found the days of glamorous overspending, while we've just watched it in the news, in the most overspent wedding, mm-hmm. maybe in the history of America's. I don't know if it'll be the most expensive. I know that the king, Princess Diana, and what's his name, Prince Charles, that was probably a pretty expensive wedding.
I mean, the royal
weddings
are always going to be more expensive, but as far as just, you know, a couple of schmoes off the street, that was a pretty pricey wedding.
Yeah, it would have to be. So anyway, they're saying here that people are the days of glamorous overspending may be less common with the current financial climate in mind. I looked it up to give you a sort of an idea. The average cost of a wedding in the United States is around $33,000, which I actually think is fairly modest if you're living in the Bay Area. Because if you're trying to get a venue in the Bay Area and flowers and music, and it's very strange how you start out with this idea that you're just going to throw a party and you're just going to do this. And then all of these things start to just get tacked on. And we found ourselves looking for venues and then tasting food. And then what will we serve the people? And then how do we DJ or band? And it adds up pretty quick. And I would say we probably spent a little more than what's average here, which is $33K. And there's the dress and all. It just really does pile up fast. And then your wedding list your invite list becomes, well, we can't, this person, we can't. It becomes a real chore to get it done. They're saying now, even though what I pulled up was the average cost being $33,000, they're saying more people right now are trying to stick to a wedding budget of $21,000. And I say good luck, and that's smart. You should. It is not a waste of money. I don't want to say it that way, but it truly is one day of your life. Like, you could have a down payment for a house.
Mm-hmm.
You could use that on your trip. What do you call that?
The honeymoon.
The honeymoon. Use that on your trip and go somewhere radical to kick off your life together rather than spend it all on this one day making sure everyone gets their shrimp tartare or whatever thing that you got suckered into.
In 2020, Susan and I had 8 weddings we were supposed to go to. Obviously, they all got canceled.
Oh, because of COVID, right?
Because of COVID. And almost all of them, they never ended up having the wedding, and they all bought houses.
Smart.
It is smart. Is it romantic? Maybe not so, but having your own investment for like a house purchase really does set you up for the future.
Totally.
As it appreciates in value and you guys have your own place. Moving sucks. I have moved so many times in my life, and where we are now, I hope I never have to move. I love it.
Oh, that rocks.
And I've been, I've probably moved 40 times.
Wow.
It's a lot. Radio is one of those jobs, and then, you know, you just do. You just move a lot.
Dang.
And my bachelor days there in San Diego. Anyway, 33K is what the internet tells you the average wedding cost. 21K is what people are hoping to spend these days.
It depends what kind of person you are. This is going to be the coolest day, weekend of my whole life. I cannot freaking wait. So it's going to be worth the money for me. But I also prioritize fun and, you know, weekend where I get to be the center of attention and all everybody I love is there. Are you kidding me? I don't want a house. I got a great apartment.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think kidding. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.